Watching tennis these days can really get on your last nerve. And it's not just tennis players, football players, weightlifters, bulky guys in your gym. Everybody's doing it. Is that really necessary? Brian Boitano never grunted while going for the triple axel. Pulse contributor and Drexel medical student Avir Mitra decided to investigate if grunts serve a purpose. He started off at his own gym.
My gym is the Planet Fitness in Fishtown, and if you're a member there, you've probably heard the lunk alarm. It's an alarm that goes off if you make too much noise lifting weights. It kind of goes like this. So today I'm with my bro, Julian Miller of West Philadelphia. He's a personal trainer, and we go to the gym together pretty often.
All right, so Julian, as you know, we work out together a lot. Why do we sometimes grunt at the gym?
It's a way to push yourself, to go hard. Like, you know, that sound is... I really don't know. I have no clue why we grunt.
He didn't really seem to know, so I asked around.
You can't handle that much weight. Put it down. Get weight that you can handle, honey.
I think it's part of a breathing technique. You know, it is what it is, man.
I'm feeling that they're either emotionally constipated or physically, and I can't really figure out which one.
Nobody seemed to really know, so I went to my trusty resource for all questions, YouTube. I found a channel called Bro Science Life, and the video's called There Will Be Grunts.
Your grunt explains who you are. It's your identity in the gym. Grunting equals force.
Well, wait a minute. Does grunting equal force? I mean, could that be true? Well, I looked into it, and it turns out researchers at Drexel University Health Sciences Program recently did an experiment to figure that out. Their study actually won the Biomedical Sciences Award for undergraduates at Drexel Research Day. I met up with them to find out more.
My name is Chris Rodolico. I am a first-year Doctor of Physical Therapy student at Drexel University, and I am the main author of this study.
I'm Dr. Sinclair Smith, and I am the chair of the Health Sciences Department here at Drexel University.
I guess like a lot of people involved in exercise physiology research, we were both athletes growing up, and we both played a lot of sports where consciously or subconsciously, you yelled whenever you performed a particularly hard activity. So for example, I was a martial artist growing up. Whenever I punched, kicked, I was always instructed to yell, and it kind of became second nature. Basically, we wanted to know if there was any point to doing that. So we just looked at the research, we took a look around, and we discovered that there's actually shockingly little research looking at that.
So they came up with a simple experiment to find out. They took 30 people and had them squeeze a hand grip. You had to squeeze the grip as hard as you could, and the hand grip would record the force. There were three different ways you could squeeze the hand grip. First, you just squeeze. Second, you squeeze and exhale at the same time. Lastly, and most importantly, you squeeze and make some type of vocalization.
They basically grunted, although some grunted and some scared some people down the hall with how loud they were screaming.
we really left the type of scream up to each individual.
They had the 30 participants do this over and over. They randomized the order each time and allowed for recovery breaks. Then finally, they sat down with the data to figure out which method of squeezing created the most force on average.
So we actually found very cool information. The research already showed that with that forceful exhale, there is an increase in force compared to just the passive squeezing. However, what we found was that there was actually an additional 10% increase in force when yelling. I'm very sorry, Planet Fitness.
Now, do you guys have any idea why this is actually the case?
One of our hypotheses is that yelling may activate the autonomic nervous system, which is the nervous system that controls the fight or flight response, that feeling you get when you become startled or scared, that adrenaline rush that a lot of people speak of, and that may help the muscle contractions be more complete and more forceful.
I had to bring these findings back to the gym. All right, so I'm here at the front desk at Planet Fitness. What's your name?
My name's Omandi. I'm the general manager at Planet Fitness Fishtown.
So there's this research that happened in Philly, actually. These researchers found out that actually when you make grunting sounds and stuff, you're actually able to create more strength. So seeing that they found that, would you consider maybe breaking the lunk alarm? Or?
No, we won't consider breaking the lunk alarm because they have other gyms, you know, for people that want to grunt and make noises like that.
I told Julian.
Yeah, grunting, I'm sure you hear the story of the woman trying to save her baby from underneath the car. And I know she was just grunting like crazy, you know, to get the car off of her, like, ah, saved her life. Grunting saves lives.
For The Pulse, I'm Avir Mitra.